Morgan Stanley lets wealth clients borrow against Bitcoin and Ether. Morgan Stanley has started letting eligible wealth management clients borrow against their Bitcoin and Ethereum, according to a June 5th announcement reported by CryptoSlate. The bank is working with Galaxy as the counterparty, and the move turns crypto holdings into pledgeable collateral inside one of the largest U.S. wealth platforms. The timing is awkward and telling at once. As of June 8, 2026, Bitcoin trades near $63,050 and Ether around $1,670, both down sharply on the week, BTC 13.7%, ETH 15.9% over 7 days, and the Crypto Fear and Greed Index sits at 15, deep in extreme fear. A bank choosing this stretch to stand up a crypto lending desk is a signal that the product was built for a multi-year horizon, not a single rally. The mechanics of borrowing without selling the core appeal is simple. A client who holds Bitcoin or Ether can post it as collateral and draw a cash loan against it, rather than selling the asset. Selling crystallizes a capital gain and ends the position. Borrowing keeps the coins on the books, keeps any upside intact, and frees up dollars for other uses. This is the same liquidity logic that powers a chunk of the crypto card market. Several products let users spend against crypto collateral instead of liquidating it, and lenders like Nexo have built entire card programs around credit lines backed by digital assets. Morgan Stanley is bringing that idea to a clientele that, until recently, could only get crypto exposure through funds and ETFs. The difference is, who controls the rails? On a self-custodial setup, the user holds the keys, and the loan logic runs on-chain. In the Morgan Stanley arrangement, the bank and Galaxy intermediate the position. That introduces counterparty risk. The client's access to both the collateral and the loan depends on the institution staying solvent and the terms staying fixed. The collapses of FTX and Celsius are the reference points here, and they are the reason custody design matters as much as the headline rate, a wirehouse putting crypto on the asset side. Morgan Stanley has spent the past few years moving from cautious to committed on digital assets, first offering spot Bitcoin ETFs to wealthier clients and then widening access. Lending against crypto is a different order of commitment. It means the bank is willing to hold digital assets as collateral on its own balance sheet logic, value them, and manage the margin risk if prices fall. That last point is the live question during a drawdown. Loans backed by volatile collateral carry liquidation triggers. If Bitcoin keeps sliding toward the levels where earlier institutional sellers exited, margin calls become a real operational test rather than a hypothetical. The CryptoSlate framing of this as Bitcoin's next institutional test is apt. The easy part was buying an ETF. The harder part is lending against the underlying through a market cycle. Galaxy's role as counterparty also matters. A crypto-native firm handling the asset side lets Morgan Stanley offer the product without building deep in-house crypto custody and trading infrastructure from scratch. It is the same division of labor seen across institutional crypto, where a TradFi distributor pairs with a digital asset specialist to bridge the gap. The signal for everyday crypto holders. For most readers, this is not a product they can sign up for. It sits behind Morgan Stanley's wealth management gate. The relevance is what it says about direction. When a wirehouse treats Bitcoin and Ether as assets worth lending against, it normalizes the idea that crypto can be a long-term holding you borrow around, not just a trade you exit. The same principle is available to ordinary holders today, just through different doors. Crypto-backed credit lines and cards let users access spending power without selling, and stablecoin-based spending sidesteps volatility on the payment side. The trade-offs are the ones worth weighing before chasing any of them. Collateral can be liquidated in a sharp move. The disclosed rate rarely captures the full cost, and a custodial provider's solvency is part of the risk you take on. The harder edge is the macro backdrop. Borrowing against an asset that fell 14% in a week is not free. If the collateral keeps dropping, the borrower faces a top-up or a forced sale at a bad price, which is the opposite of the tax-efficient flexibility the product is sold on. Morgan Stanley's clients have advisors to manage that. Retail users of similar tools usually do not.